I'd like to talk about AI. It seems to be taking over the entire digital realm. Writing, coding, marketing, accounting, law. There's much that it's brought of benefit and will continue to do so. However, as humans are being further and more repeatedly displaced in the online marketplace by AI, many jobs have been taken away. A lot of people are being left not quite knowing what their future is going to be. And the reason this is important to me is because I've developed this channel in the online realm. Okay? I bring information from real world experience and share it on this platform, on YouTube, and also through my online courses and my website. What's happening now is people are using AI to write experiences, education, courses like I provide, even videos like this, sharing information that appears to be useful and helpful. However, none of it comes from human experience, and the people who are heading these projects don't necessarily have any experience either, so they don't really know what's right and what's not. AI hasn't lived in the world like we have. As a digital, if you like, if AI is the brain, and it's taking over copy, it's taking over education, it's taking over accounting, and taking over so much coding, for example. What's left for humans? Where do we go next? And this is a question that many people are discussing at the moment, and I don't want to just jump on a trend. However, it does impact us all. And it's relevant because I truly believe, and I'm not alone in this, that more and more we're going to be needed in the real world. More and more we're going to want to connect with others in the real world, because if the digital domain is completely run by AI and all of the jobs and work associated with that are reduced down to very few numbers of people managing it, then we will be looking for experiences in a physical space, not just the online space. And what are those things? What do they look like? Well, I think there's been a big spiritual movement in the last few years, since COVID at least, where people recognize their need for community. And there's a lot of people questioning what it is to be human and what it is to be alive. And a lot of people are turning to, you know, religion and searching for meaning in their life. But this is generally something that is known about humans, is that we thrive in community and in being in person with others. The type of animals we are is that we actually improve ourselves just by being in a physical space with other human beings. And so in the future, as we're seeking more social interaction, more spiritual interaction, getting out into the world to either converse or work, we want to see more live music. I think theatre is going to make a resurgence, even get people going to the cinema again. Perhaps it's going out to comedy, stand-up clubs. Who knows what it is? But I think it seems to be a trend of people getting back out in the world again. What's happened, however, and why this is relevant to this channel, is many of us, I say us, I've kept myself limber, but many people, this could be you, haven't been really working on those verbal communication skills. We've lost the art of storytelling, the ability to actually connect our thoughts and inspiration with our words to affect others. And this has always been the case, that people feel self-conscious about speaking, in the voice, but I think that's actually been made worse because of the pullback from society and the way that we've been trained to stay indoors and work in an online capacity. Now that's gone. We really have to get back out there again. And as jobs start opening up, as work starts becoming something you need to be doing in a physical space with other people, you need to be able to communicate. You need to be able to talk. You need to be able to use your voice. Babies are 100% free to use their voice, apart from the very few people who unfortunately have some issue where their vocal mechanism won't work for them. But the majority of us, we are born with the ability to be fully expressive. The full range of vocal expression is available to us. And what happens as we grow, we are given boundaries. And usually that's because of, you know, cultural norms and how our family believe we should be keeping things quiet, but also language. Language is a barrier. It's making a very specific choice, a boundary about how you're going to communicate. And so we alienate all other opportunities of languages unless we go ahead and learn them. You think how many languages there are in the world? We know very few. I know 1.5. Some people know 10, but most people know 1 or 2. Think of all the different phonemes, all the different sounds, all the different kind of expressions that we're limited from. But it's not just about language. There's also the ability to speak with enthusiasm, with excitement, become engaging, have color, dynamics, and variety to our voice. We limit that too. We have done. We've learned to limit that. But our voice, our human voice, our mechanism is wonderful. It is is so varied. And the options we have are far more than we believe we have. And as we go back out into the real world, away from our digital sphere where we've been stuck for the last 15 years, and we are faced with having to communicate verbally, what are we going to do? What's the plan? I recently just completed a certificate in rhetoric with Harvard Online. And it was eye-opening because I used to have this opinion that rhetoric was just politicians' way of manipulating us. Well, and whilst that can be true, it's also, you know, it's persuasion can be positive. Being able to create an argument about your idea, thought, theory, stand up for yourself, to be able to speak, to know why you can structure words together in a certain way to get your point across and to be heard. And whilst that is a structural system that you can understand and theorize and think about and use, it matters not if you are unable to speak. If you are unable either emotionally or physically to communicate those words that you would like to with the world. I don't teach rhetoric. I have a much better understanding of it now, and I'm sure in the future my courses will include more on that. But what I do is what has changed my life. As someone who comes from a background where I wasn't encouraged to speak up or express myself, as someone who developed a mumbling habit, was very insecure and self-aware of how I communicated with others, to now being in the position where I am, teaching others and helping others to understand their voice and to open up and free their verbal expression, I hope that you can find on this channel or within my courses something that will help you in the future. Because if you're not training your voice now and your verbal communication skills, where are you going to be when AI has taken over the complete digital domain? Where will you be? Stuck indoors asking AI how to speak to people, how to meet girls, how to get a job, how to take interviews, how to tell your story, how to pitch yourself, present yourself, how to get what you want, how to persuade others, how to have an argument, how to find friends. You need a voice. You need to work on your voice. because it's coming. The future will need you to be there, present, physically present, and ready to speak and share your ideas. Hopefully, if this has resonated with you, you will visit my website and sign up for my 30-day free insights, or perhaps look into starting work on one of the many courses that I've created. I say many, there's five. But they're quite in-depth, they're quite comprehensive. If you're someone who wants to work in voiceover, there's work on that. If you're someone who's specifically interested in public speaking, there's work there. But really, the best starting point is with the 8-week foundation, because it will transform how you view and use your body in time and space so you can better communicate your ideas to the world and be part of the future. Thanks for watching. I'm Darren McStay. This is Improve Your Voice. And until the next time, use your voice, work on your voice, and look after your voice.
I have so many tales to tell, and up till now, I've been telling you.